Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. And today I'm sharing two stories from our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Blessings of Christmas. We get a lot of stories about miracles at Thanksgiving and Christmas time. An unexpected gift that changes everything, money showing up just when it's needed, random acts of kindness that give a family back their holiday. And today we're going to hear about a couple of miracles that involve amazing coincidences. Our first amazing coincidence comes to us from Linda LaRoque. She was listening to the radio one day when she heard somebody say, "An everyday miracle is a wonderful or amazing event that occurs." Linda was in the drive-thru line at a fast food place, so she shut off the radio then and wasn't surprised when the elderly lady who worked the line started talking to her, because she always talked to her. But this time she told Linda that her family was not having Thanksgiving because she couldn't afford it. Linda didn't know what to say, but she drove away feeling sad for the lady. Now, Linda was already involved in trying to help people like that lady. Her garden club held an annual white elephant auction at which they all sold their unwanted but good stuff, with the proceeds going to the food pantry. Unfortunately, the event had been canceled due to COVID, but then they had an unexpected warm spell, so they quickly put the event back on their schedule but held it outdoors. Attendance was lighter than usual, but they still managed to raise $800 for the food pantry. Well, eventually Thanksgiving Day came and went. Linda had seen the elderly lady at the fast food drive-thru several times, but they had never discussed her canceled Thanksgiving again. And then right after Thanksgiving, Linda pulled up to the window and the lady started right in. "You won't believe it," she said. "You just won't believe it. I had a Thanksgiving. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. The food pantry gave me a 19-pound turkey and all the fixings. I had my sister and our friends over, and we watched the Macy's parade and ate. It was wonderful." By now she was crying and she kept repeating, "It was a miracle. It was just a miracle." Linda had to choke back her tears. The event that she had worked on had raised the funds that enabled this everyday miracle for the fast food lady. And it almost hadn't happened during this time of COVID. Thankfully, a period of warm weather was noticed ahead of time by someone vigilant enough to put the white elephant fundraiser back on the schedule. And a very nice lady and her family had a wonderful holiday after all.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Jean Cassetta has another tale for us about an everyday holiday miracle. In her case, she was having a Christmas season dinner with some good friends from work, and one of her friends told them all a very sad story about something that had happened the day before. Her son's friend was in his mid-20s and self-employed, and he lived on the second floor of a house nearby. And someone who lived on the first floor had been smoking and fell asleep, and the house burned down. All the occupants escaped, but the house was completely destroyed with everything in it. All this young man had were the clothes on his back and his pickup truck. He had no family in the area and nowhere to go. Jean's friend was putting him up for a few days until he could decide what to do next. Everyone at the dinner wanted to donate money to help the young man, but their friend said he would not accept money. All he wanted was some hand-me-down clothing and a warm coat. Gene volunteered to get him a coat and was told he wore an unusual size, 2XL. That was going to make it harder to find him a used coat, as no one at the table knew anyone who wore that size. Gene says, "It was a typically cold New York Christmas, and I couldn't imagine him without a coat. I shed some tears on the drive home, a combination of grateful tears for the many blessings I had in my life and sad tears for this poor young man and his troubles. I went to bed and woke up in the middle of the night with a very clear thought in my mind. I was to visit a nearby thrift store and find this young man a coat." She couldn't sleep after that, and she couldn't understand why she had such a strong feeling about the thrift shop. Plus, it was 2 days before Christmas, and she had many things to do for the holiday, including preparing a Christmas Eve dinner for 15 people. She didn't really have time to go on a search for a used size 2XL coat. Nevertheless, she went to the thrift shop the next morning and searched through all the coats and jackets, but there was nothing the right size. As she headed out of the store, a lady came out of a back room and asked if she had found what she was looking for. Jean asked if there was a size 2XL coat in the back. It turned out there was not. But then, right before Jean was about to leave again, another woman came out of the back with what looked like a brand new down parka in her arms. It was a size 2XL, and it had been dropped off in their overnight bin, the only item in there. Jean says, "I was stunned and could barely speak. This was divine intervention, a Christmas miracle. There was certainly no other explanation for why I, a perfect stranger who had never even met this young man, was somehow charged with finding him a coat, or why there just happened to be only one item, the perfect coat, left in the overnight bin of this thrift store." Unexpected kindness, miraculous gifts, that's what we all hope for during the holidays. And we're doing our part with this new book about the blessings of Christmas. Royalties from this book help support the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation and the amazing work they do on behalf of children in need, making sure they get wonderful Christmas gifts no matter what their family circumstances. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, the blessings of Christmas, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, your local independent bookstore, your local grocery store, etc. If you have your own Christmas story to tell, believe it or not, we are already accepting submissions for our 2022 book of holiday stories. Anything from Thanksgiving to Hanukkah to Christmas to New Year's would be welcomed. Just head over to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story to learn about the topics we're working on and also how you can craft a great Chicken Soup for the Soul story and join our family of writers. And come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our new book about cats. Two stories in which cats exhibit remarkable loyalty to their humans. These stories will change how you view cats, especially if you are a self-described dog person.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.